Hi and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 114. My name's Nick Tan, as it always is, and welcome to another fantastic podcast. Sorry about last week. A bit of a long story. Well, kind of longish. I noticed that the audio bits were out of sync, and I was doing things, and then this music came in, and then it overran, and all that sort of stuff. Well, I noticed that when I first did it, and then after I'd uploaded it and everything, and then I thought, oh no. So I went back, redid it, mixed it all through again, uploaded it again, and then it still didn't work. So I don't know why that is. Just one of those things, I suppose. Anyway, I've got lots of great music. No Paul this week, but I have got a fantastic interview with Grant Sharkey. But before that, something I really love saying, this is the Bang Bangs.
Through tears, you say that you hate me, 'cause tomorrow you know you still love me. Put your fingers between the hinges as doors slam louder than hell.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Wonderful. That's the Bang Bangs and In Arms. Now the next track I'm going to play is by a fantastic band from Scotland, from Sarasota Records. This is Vendor Defender and Golden... Oh, what's it called? Oh, Golden Shivers. Is it Golden Shivers? Yes, it's Golden Shivers.
Stains upon her skirt. She counts in threes and six and nines, connects one face to the next. Her night of chivalry rhyme is just chatting up the opposite sex and soul. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. She got the golden shivers. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. She got the silver shakes. She sees his air, reduces her to tears. Her breath, it comes in waves, rises up then crashes down. Her heart, it beats and breaks and drops when it rings a sound. Oh, yeah. She got the golden shells. Silver shakes.
This is Chris from Canada. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Wonderful, wonderful tracks. Wonderful tracks. Tracks I've played before. But this is a new track. It's by a guy called Tom Slater, who I think I've played in the past, actually. This is his new single. Well, single, whatever, recording, whatever you want to call it. This is Tom Slater and Without Your Hand.
I'll find my fallen star without your help. I'll trek through. Without your help, I'll find those distant sounds. Without your hand to guide me, I'm under twisting skies. Without your here, voices from long ago.
Hey everybody, this is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick's Tan. Nick, fuck, I'm going to do it again. That's the one he's going to use.
That's the one I'm going to use, Salmi. Yeah, that was Tom Slater on Without Your Hands. And if you listened to that and you thought, I don't know, what's Nick playing at? Give it a couple of listens. And I know you might not do. You might not do. You might think, oh, I'm going to play that again in a few weeks' time. It's a grower. A first time you hear it, you think, I don't know about that. It's a grower. Trust me. Have I ever let you down? Have I ever? Right, anyway, next, this is an interview I did earlier on this week. A very small part of an interview. I'll hopefully put up some more of that interview in the coming weeks, months, years, or whatever. I might not. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Anyway, this is an interview I did with a local man called Grant Sharkey. Have a listen to this. Right, so I've got with me Mr. Grant Sharkey.
Ah, yeah.
Hello, mate. So, what are we doing here?
I have no idea.
No, neither have I really. I've played at one of your tracks. You're from one of the things you do. You do many things, and one of the many things you do is you play in a particular band called Toupé.
Yep,
it is Toupé.
It is Toupé. Yeah. No, people always come up to us at gigs, you know, when they're really drunk, go Toupé, but we put the accent above the E. We struck off another E from Toupé, from the original English spelling of it, and still people don't get it, but that's all right.
See, still even I don't get it.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's always been the joke of Toupé. It's, why do you call yourselves Toupé? Because it was the first thing off the top of our heads. That's not true, but that's what we tell people.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good enough for me. So who's in Toupé?
Toupé were me. On bass and singing, sometimes piano if I feel like it, or a double bass. Jason Havelock, who's a brilliant little drummer, who looks 12 years old but is actually only 9. Although he's 25 on his passport. And Carl Evans, who currently lives in Australia.
Is he out there at the moment? Because I saw him a while back, because he's also
we played the Eastleigh Beastly festival. What was that?
Yeah, Eastleigh Music Festival.
That's right. Yeah. And you came.
I think
over.
That's why I grabbed. I grabbed a CD off you.
That would have been right. He came over specifically for that. Luckily, we got some gigs with Fishbone at the same time, so it sort of rounded out the fun of playing Eastleigh. That was a really fun afternoon actually, because we had those kids dancing on stage. I don't know if you saw that.
No, because I think you're actually playing the same time as I was playing the acoustic stage.
That might be right, actually. That's why I didn't see you.
That's right. We'll stick with that.
Yeah. We were playing a song called Haircuts, which you should play on the show. Mm. I think you've got the audio for this, actually. It's a song all about wanting to be in a band and how style has replaced substance with bands. Because we come from a background of Minutemen and, you know, Black Flag and stuff like that. Bands that just went out and did it and had a thought and put it into a song and put that song out there. And we were realizing we were playing with so many bands with wild haircuts, really wild hair dye and stuff like that, but we didn't really have songs about anything. They sort of seemed to be screaming about pain and hatred that they weren't experiencing in suburbia. So we thought we'd write a song called Haircuts, which is just a punk song about that whole thing, and that starts off with, I want to be in a band.
I want to be in a band. I want to be in a rock and roll band. And we'll be big in Japan. Asaka, say I'm the man.
You're the man.
Fans of Asaka. We ain't my friends, yeah. We save our money.
We get the whole audience to sing it. And there was these two kids at the Eastleigh thing, stood at the front, and their dad was loving the set. So we asked them up, and they danced all through it. They were in our band for that song. It was really good fun. I can't remember their names for the life of me. I really hope someone got a photo of it, because they were so hilarious.
Well, maybe someone can send something, and we're going to fix it.
Yes.
The podcast page.
But they were rocking out, these kids. Mm. It was so funny.
Because Carl plays for another band, doesn't he?
Carl plays for quite a few other bands, actually. He's just joined a band in Australia called Peyote.
Right.
Who are, I have no idea yet.
Mm.
Probably drum and bass.
Whereabouts is he?
Melbourne.
Melbourne,
well,
okay.
Peninsula, Melbourne. He's still about an hour out. So.
Right, okay.
So.
I used to live in Melbourne.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
it
was very nice.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
My brother lives in Sydney. Anyway, okay. That's
yeah, that's fine.
That's that.
Since Australia has Carl Evans, I've got a resentment for Australia. So
right,
I can't talk about Australia without feeling hatred.
Mm, mm.
Pure hatred for those Antipodean...
Bastards.
Yeah, he plays in Peyote out there, Tupé here. He's got Caroline's Capuchin.
Thank you.
I don't know if there's any more recordings of them. I don't know how much they're doing when Carl comes back, because everyone's doing their own thing. Aidan's playing for Ben DeLuca-Kensky. And Rob's doing a thing called Spit Dust. And obviously Mark's in Perth, so he's probably just doing Blades of Sunshine on beaches. And that's fine. But Carl, he's done a few things. He's played with Steve Lois as well. He's been doing a lot of stuff.
Is he part of the Lois Lanes?
I think so, I don't keep track. All I do is phone him up and say, can you do this? And he goes, yeah. And that's it. Again, you know, we got the email about Eastleigh Festival. Do you want to play that? And he booked a flight from Australia.
Wicked.
Yeah, just to play that. But luckily, like I say, Fishbone asked us to do a few support slots. And we thought, yeah, why not? If Carl's over.
Yeah.
We told him. So he does that. We try and do as much as possible over the internet, but at the moment me and Jay have been going out as a two-piece with a picture of Carl.
Is that a two-piece toupee?
And it's really nice. You've got to spell it T-O-U-piece as well. And we've had a really good time of it. We only did it as a joke back in beginning of November with Stout, who reformed, and My Mantra, who reformed, who was Glenn from the Joiners. And we thought, let's just try it. We'll put a picture of Carl on the stage, some lilies, and some candles. And some candles. And people honestly thought he was dead, which was bad. We had to sort of dispel that, well, three or four songs in. And we played a blinder. And we thought, well, that's quite good. And that's just when I'd been booking Skindred for a gig in Guernsey in this 250 capacity pub in Guernsey. They'd just been playing Download Festival to 50,000 people and stuff like that, and all around Europe and America. And they phoned me up and said, oh, we want to play Guernsey again, because I got them at this festival there a couple of years ago. And so they just literally signed the contract that night. We tried this first two-piece thing. And I sort of said, yeah, sure, as long as we can support. So the next gig was in Guernsey, supporting Skindred with Jay. And it's really nice. We have a really good time.
Did you let Carl know about that, did you?
We send him videos. We send him videos every
this could have been you.
Every time we do a gig, we send him videos with all the crowd telling him to come back, and they miss him. But to be honest, he's not really that much missed.
Right. Do you really need two bass players?
No. Too many strings, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, just four strings will do fine on a gig. Really, really good fun. Really, really enjoy Toupee. It's been 10 years of it now. It's sort of become ingrained. You can't help but have an idea and think, first of all, will that be a Toupee song or something else? And it's a nice way of doing it.
So how would you... Could you, putting you on the spot, could you actually describe Toupee in about three sentences or less?
No.
The music you hear is just vibrations in your ear, it's your brain that makes them change into meanings and feelings from someone's mind into your mind in between. They don't mean nothing. The universe will be better off if you learn the science of stars. Still, but the world keeps turning round and round, round and round. The faster you're going, your pocket watch is slowing down, slowing down. The universe will be better off if you learn the science of stars. We'll be right back.
Children you breed are the peepers you should feed. The truth,
yeah, the truth.
But billions of people run into a church and ask for help, like it helps. The universe will be better off if you learn the science of stars.
Hello, yes, it's me, Melvin Bragg, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. It's marvellous, isn't it? And I hope to play some more of that interview at a later date. We've talked lots about Southampton music scene, promoters, and did all that promoter thing. Talked about promoters and bloody bands and paying for this and paying for that. And we'll throw that into the mix another time. Now, the Cherry Blue Storms. Is it the Blue Storms? Yes, it is the Blue Storms. Oh, I'm always amazed when I get it right. They're coming over from America the second 2 weeks of May, and we're going to try and get them to come down and play in Southampton. But to be honest with you, not too sure where to get them to play. As me and Grant were talking, which you didn't hear it yet, because I haven't put on it yet, about gigs and stuff, I'd love to be able to say, come down to Southampton, get your gig in Southampton, we'll pack the place out because you're a great band. They're bringing their bass player as well, you know, but I don't know. Don't know if people will come. Don't know. It's a bit of a tricky situation at the moment. There's one particular venue, Talking Heads, which would suit them down to the ground, but it's closed at the moment. Anyway, enough of those problems. They've got a new album out. I know I've heard a few tracks from it. I think I've played you a couple of tracks from them. But this is the track that first turned me onto them, and also to Mr. Fozzy. What's his name? Andrew Foster. Sorry, Andrew. Andrew Foster turned this track turned and you know what I mean. I'll play the fucking music. Here we go. This is Cherry Blue Storms and Just a Kiss Away.
Burn me down. when I close my mouth, how long you're thirsty. Nobody knows, nobody knows how deep it goes. Just a kiss away.
That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
And I've just remembered that I haven't been telling you about the bands, have I? I was going to tell you bits and pieces about the bands. That was my new thing. But yeah, all right, I'm not doing it today. Can't be bothered. Sorry. Anyway, I got this track earlier on this week, a couple of days ago. It's from Duffy's Gypsy Band, and it's a track called Budapest. He had me at Gypsy, really. This is fantastic. Duffy's Gypsy Band, Budapest.
I have lost my heart in Budapest on a night in the middle of June, when the gypsy bands were at their best and the Danube was lit by the moon. Someone was singing, oh, so sweetly, they lost my heart completely. I have lost my heart in Budapest on a night in the middle of thank you. look at me with jealous eyes. What you're thinking of me is not true. Stop accusing me of living lies. I was lonely, but only for you. If you think I was a cheating, then you'd be jealous for some reason. Don't look at me with jealous eyes. What you're thinking of me is not true.
It's Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
And one of quite a few tracks I've been sent this week, but I must admit, I've had some rubbish sent to me this week. Honestly, really haven't had some good stuff sent. I was really surprised at some of it. I thought, oh, this sounds quite good. And it was like out of sync. It was really mixed really badly. And some of it was just completely out of time, out of tune and everything. There's some stuff that people send me that's on demo. And I say, look, send me the stuff that's on demo and I'll make a decision to whether to include it or not. And I've played some great demos, but some of the stuff's not quite ready yet. So there's demo stuff that's not quite ready yet. There's other stuff that's like, okay. Anyway, this next track by the Mafia Kings, got this week. I listened to this about two or three times. I've listened to this. Now, it reminds me a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I'm a huge Lynyrd Skynyrd fan. Now, you might not hear it in it, but I do. I hear it. Anyway, this is This is the Mafia Kings and 2 Years Gone.
Thank you. this is Anya.
And Andy.
From Haunted Stereo.
And you're listening to...
Nick Tans, Is This Thing On Podcast.
Marvellous, I like that. It's kind of like Lynyrd Skynyrd. I don't know if you got that reference, but I don't know if you heard that in it. But Lynyrd Skynyrd and a bit of R.E.M. Nice, like that. Now, the next track I'm going to play is by a lovely band called Eyesore. And this, I haven't played it for a while, but I love this track. One of my favourite tracks. This is Massimo.
Fantabulastic, this man's elastic. Massive hands wrapped in plastic habits. Hackett jerseys, drag racing hearses. Wilson reversing, cursing curses. What to do with his wealth and worth? He experiences the worst of money born from father's purse. Call you sir, sir. Jamtastic, this man's elastic. Burn dough and cash like matchstick. He the most like millionastic. Anger breeds flip like gymnastic. Not spending, must be drastic. Reckon his heart must be lapsing. Face white like coke in rapsin. Jolly good and jolly fantastic. His name's Max and he's elastic. Hold on, he's tragic. Downward spiral like stacked it. His son was born in traffic. Malpractice parent role. Vending machine sells his soul. He know why he fell down hole. Drug twist his balls. Massimo, classico, downfall and whoa, no hope. He jumps now. Trip and fall into hole. Can't see way out. He can't escape now. Massimo, fassy, whole blood on your hands and nose and face now. Massimo, Massimo, come on and save yourself now. Yes, I'll call him Massimo. Hero or no, he's Massimo. Might fail, he's only Massimo. He's Max Maxima Massimo. He's known as Mr. Massimo. Hey, don't you know him, Massimo? We love him, so he's Massimo. He can't say no, my Massimo. What does he know that Massimo goes with the flow, my Massimo? Don't we all know a Massimo? How do you know a Massimo? I'ma call him Massimo. Hero or no, he's Massimo. Might fail, he's only Massimo. He's Max Maxima Massimo. Now trip and fall into hole, can't see way out, he can't escape now. Massimo, fassy, whole blood on your hands and nose and face now. Massimo, Massimo, come on and save yourself now. Massimo, classy, cold down, fall and whoa, no hope, he jumps now. Trip and fall into hole, can't see way out, he can't escape now. Massimo, fassy, whole blood on your hands and nose and face now. Massimo, Massimo, come on and save yourself now. Massimo, classy, cold down, fall and whoa, no hope, he jumps now. Trip and fall into hole, can't see way out, he can't escape now. Massimo, fassy, whole blood on your hands and nose and face now. Massimo, Massimo, come on and save yourself now.
Twitter.com,
at Twitter.com,
at Nick underscore Tan.
Twitter.com,
at Twitter.com,
at Nick underscore Tan.
Twitter.com,
at Twitter.com,
at Nick underscore Tan.
Twitter.com,
at Twitter.com,
at Twitter.com.
As I might have mentioned before, I've got this... a very large collection of songs that people have sent me, because this podcast is a little bit different to a lot of other podcasts where I only play stuff that people send me. I don't download stuff. I just can't be bothered. It gets lost, blah, 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 blah. I've got a huge list of stuff that people don't that have sent me that hasn't got the bloody title of it, what it is, who it is, etc., etc. But some of the stuff that does make it through goes into my little store, and I go through every so often and I play it. And I played tracks here today that I was sent over a year ago, so you know, whatever. So it's not always this current stuff that I've been sent. Now, this track I'm going to play you next is by a band called The Milkmen, and I can't remember playing this. I had a look on the website earlier on, and I couldn't find myself playing it. I thought, well, this is a great track. Why haven't I played it? Don't know. And I ain't got a clue, mate. Anyway, I'm gonna play it now. This is The Milkmen and Like a Drug, and it's bloody brilliant.
Like a
often. Sing why, yeah, you keep coming round for nothing. Please ease up, pain, it's hurting. Please ease up, pain, it's hurting. Said, I ain't gonna come around no more. Smell too much like a drug. Said, I ain't gonna come around no more. Say why, yeah, you keep calling. You call me up, 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 but not say nothing. Please stop trying to ignore me. Please stop trying, it's hurting. Said I ain't gonna come around no more. Smell too much like a drug. Said I ain't gonna come around no more. Said I ain't gonna come around no more. Smell too much like a drug.
Is This Thing On Podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.
Great little track, that, wasn't it? That was the Milkman and Like a Drug. Yeah, Like a Drug. Now, I know I always moan at you. Or is it nagging? I don't know what it is. And I know a lot of people, Simon Brown, Drew, I know other people do actually go and buy albums from people that I play. But if you don't buy, at least go and visit the podcast website and have a click around and have a look at some of the people that I've played tonight. If you don't like any of the people that I've played, fair enough. But if there's someone on there you like, think, nah, let's just do what that moany old bastard keeps talking about. Go along to the website, click on a few links and just see what's going on. You know, find out about the bands. Because these people that we're playing, this is the underground. This is the music scene. So when people talk about, oh yeah, all music nowadays, it's all out of our rubbish, isn't it? Well, you know for a fact that not is the case. That is not the case. Right, now, as with every podcast, I always try and end up with a song of my own. And this week is no exception. Now, earlier on today, I tried to record something, an old song that I wanted to do a new arrangement for, and I spent ages trying to do it, and I've had a hangover today, not very good hangover, you know what I mean, Sunday afternoon, wasn't in the mood for it, so in the end it wasn't really working, so I just put an old recording of it on. Anyway, this is a song of mine called I'm Gonna Break Your Heart. There is a better version, but it's at the moment, it's in my head. Anyway, I'll speak to you all again next week. Bye! I'm gonna break your heart. You look back and very slowly start to fall apart now. I'm gonna break your heart. I'll just stop it here before it even really starts now. I'm gonna break your heart. Each and every time we say goodbye now, I'm gonna make you cry. You'll miss me so much, it'll make you wanna die, 'cause I'm gonna make you cry.
www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?